fastest way to make more money in your business is to raise your gross profit. That's why I want you to go grab our 50% profit tool for you. It's free. Just go to the link below and grab it. And on your very next project, you will make more money if you do what we tell you to do on there. And you'll be just like the other tens of thousands of other contractors who are using this tool right now to change their financial future. Grab it now. Let's go. Fighters, welcome back to the show. Today, I want to dig into how to calculate your break-even point. Our last couple videos have been about some of the basics of business math. So if you haven't checked those out, go check those out now. I do a little business math crash course for you. I do a small video on what is your overhead. And today, I want to talk about how to calculate your break-even point because so many contractors are goes and brokes. I don't know where that came from. They're goes and brokes because they don't understand how much revenue they need to bring into the business in a given period of time. And I'm going to talk monthly here today for you in our examples that we do. So when I typically ask a contractor, what is your break-even point? They usually tell me it's their overhead amount. So if their overhead is $20,000 a month, I go, what's your break-even point? They go, $20,000 a month. I go, so you got to bring in 20 grand a month to pay for the 20 grand a month. And they go, yeah, that's not the answer, my friends. All right. So your overhead is not, or your break-even point is not your overhead. Now I want you to picture break-even like this. Break-even is a little boat on the ocean and it's sitting on top of the water because you don't got any holes in your boat. That's a good thing, right? And it's bobbing up and down in the water. It's not sinking. It's not flying up in the air. It's literally on the water. That's how I picture break even. It's at zero. You're at zero. That's break even point. It's what's left. All right. It's what you need to keep after you produce all your projects just to pay for your overhead that you should have figured out by now. All right. Your break even point. I'm going to give you some math examples here, some important stuff here. So bear with me and don't give me shit about having to be in math class right now because this is good stuff. And this is why a lot of you guys ain't making money. And we do a shit ton of coaching on this on Battleground and it turns people's financial situation around like this when they get it. All right. Your break even point is found by taking your overhead amount in a month, let's say a month, and dividing it by your produced gross profit percentage for that month. So now you might do 3 or 4 or 10 jobs in a month. One, you might finish at a 52%. One, you might get your ass kicked and finish at a 40%. All right. And they all finish at different price points or gross profit points, right? But there's an average. So whatever that average is, which you will know when you ask your bookkeeper to print you off your monthly profit and loss sheet, you'll know what the average is. So it'll be very simple to figure this shit out. All right, guys, this is going to tell you when you take your overhead divided by your average produced gross profit percentage, it will tell you what you needed to bring in revenue deposited in the bank in that period of time to break even. All right, so I'm going to give you a couple examples here. All right, number one. So let's go back to $20,000 a month is our overhead. It includes all the fixed overhead, all the variable overhead, whatever, your salary, your marketing, this, that, the other thing. If you produce your work at a 30% gross profit, you take $20,000 divided by 0.30, 30%, you actually have to deposit into the bank $66,666 just to zero out and make no net profit. Think about that for a minute, all right? At a 40% gross profit, you take the same 20 grand in overhead, divide it by 0.40, because that's what you've been producing your work at. You actually have to deposit $50,000 into the bank to break even and have 20 grand left to just zero out. And the final example here is at a 50% gross profit, which we've been pounding and pounding and pounding into the universe for 10 years here in the fight. That 20 grand divided by 0.50 is only $40,000 a month. So why do we preach gross profit so much? When you have a higher gross profit, your break-even revenue goes down. All right. And this can be a little confusing. Like I'll own that with you guys. It took me a little while to get my head around this. Like my break-even goes down when my gross profit goes up. I don't know. I just was never good at this shit till I started choosing to be good at it. All right. Hopefully you're doing the same. So notice, If you're producing your work at a 30%, which means you sell a $10,000 job and you got $3,000 left, which means you spent $7,000 to produce the $10,000 job. You got $3,000 left. That's a 30%. Or you could do the same $10,000 job and have $5,000 left. All right. It's because you're more efficient. You sold it at the right price, whatever. That's a different video, different training that we do all the time. So the difference between a 30% and a 50% gross profit, you guys, is what's that? $26,000 less a month you have to bring in just to break even on the same $20,000. That's why this stuff's important. All right. So not only does it open your eyes to what you need to deposit into the bank as far as break even revenue, okay? Because that's $66,000 at a 30% or whatever your percentage is or your amount is. That's not what you need to sell in a month. That's what you need to collect to break even. So again, whatever, if my break even is $66,000 a month in revenue, I need to be selling like $150,000, $180,000, $200,000 a month to break even on that, just because of the way money comes in and deposits and jobs finishing and this and that. I want to make sure that I've got the money machine rolling. So now that you have your break even revenue point based on your average gross profit, now you can figure out things like, how many jobs do I need a month? How many jobs do I need to complete to perform and get paid on? And how many leads do I need to be able to do that number of jobs? So for example, let's go back. Let's say your average job size is $7,500, meaning, you know, you do one for 10, you do one for 20, you do one for 18, you do this, whatever. It all averages. It's $7,500. You can figure that out. Just go back and look at your shit. All right. At a 30% gross profit, at a 30% gross profit, you need 9 jobs to break even. If your closing rate, if you're selling 4 out of 10 jobs, that's a 40%, you would actually need 23 leads to get 9 jobs just to break even. At a 40%, you would need 7 jobs and 18 leads. And at a 50%, you only need 5 jobs to break even and only 13 leads. You need 10 less leads if you're at a 50% gross profit than if you're at a 30% gross profit. So a lot of you guys think you have a leads problem. You don't have a leads problem. You have a sales problem. You don't know how to close your deals. A lot of you guys, maybe you're selling your jobs, but you don't have any money. You have a pricing problem because you don't understand what it takes to break even and you're not charging enough. All right. Maybe you're selling your jobs at a 50%, but you're not producing them at a 50%. There's all these different variables, you guys. So listen, hopefully this helps you, helps open your eyes a little bit about the importance of knowing your numbers in your business. Guys, you will know your numbers. You simply know your numbers by focusing on them. Take some time each week and just look at past jobs you've done. Look at your production rates. Look at your overhead. What do we spend on this? Figure this stuff out. This is what it means to be a business owner. All right. Hopefully you got a bookkeeper on your team that will help you keep track of all this stuff. I don't even have QuickBooks on my computer, guys. I never have. I've always had a bookkeeper, because I just know myself. So whatever you got to do to set yourself up, I just need the information. It needs to be right. And then I can make decisions and I can educate myself. So to help you price your work properly, you guys, we talked a lot about getting to a 50% gross profit here, and you can see the difference of how it helps you hit your break-even point quicker. All right. So grab our 50% gross profit pricing guide at thecontractorfight.com/50. And do what it says to do in there, and you'll make more money and you'll break even quicker in the month, earlier in the month. You'll recover all that overhead, and then all the other projects coming in will go to net profit. You'll be making some bank. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.